just to have a chat about the three European games last night and how the teams got on. What was your opinion of the Cork game? A good 2-0 game?
I saw the Cork game, and I thought they were very impressive. They were by far the better team. You could see they were set up better. They looked fitter, they looked stronger. They passed the ball better. They were in complete control, and then descending off. They obviously, when they missed a couple of chances, so they were on top, a couple of set pieces even. They were well on top. And obviously then, getting the goal before half-time and descending off, I thought they'd kick on and really go and kill it off then. It was a good goal. McGuire did very well to get the free kick in the first place.
He had a great first half, actually.
I don't think it was the best game I've ever seen him play, because he's been on fire, but he was still effective in winning that free kick alone. And then obviously they scored the sending off. As I said, I thought they were gonna kick on. And then literally, I think 10 seconds into the second half, I think the other team should have scored. The ball over the top. I think Cork were kind of a bit cold. And they missed a chance. McNulty came out, in fairness to them, and they missed a chance. And then they got away with the one off the crossbar, bounced down on the line.
They were very lucky
enough. Well, it was a good save from McNulty. Great save from McNulty.
It would have been a huge blow to Cork if that goal went in.
Massive. When you think they had the numerical advantage as well as being the better side, you would have thought that they'd kick on. And look, again, I'd say good decisions from John Caulfield, bringing on Griffin. Had a great run for the goal before it was squared to Beattie, and then it was an unbelievable strike.
It was a smashing goal, all right.
Great goal, yeah. And look, you don't like saying it, but you would think that they've done enough now, the two-way goals, but hopefully they'll be able to finish off the job when they get home.
Yeah, John Caulfield was saying when he was interviewed afterwards that he can't see Lavalle Talon scoring three goals in Turner's Cross. And to be fair, you know, you have to kind of agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Look, you never say never, because they get an early goal and it gets a bit nervous or whatever. But I don't see, I think Cork will be even stronger at home. Obviously, it's probably a full house, as it has been most of the season. They're playing exceptionally well, both home and away, but at home, as I said, exceptionally well. And I think they've probably done enough in the first leg, but they just have to keep focused, concentrate, and finish out the job.
Of course, yeah. Alan Bennett then missed the game due to injury beforehand. Conor McCormack filled in it in the centre-back position. That's okay for the moment in these early rounds, but as Cork progress, which you expect them to do so, it's going to be difficult with Conor McCormack trying to play in centre-back. You're going to lose an awful lot of his ability in the middle of the park.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, McCormack has probably been the signing of the season, I suppose, in the league. He's played in the middle, he's played at right back, he's played centre half, and slotted in perfectly. But you do miss him then in the middle, I suppose. But then I know Greg Bulger hadn't been playing much, but we had to bring a player of Greg Bulger's ability into the team last night.
Yeah, he played very well
in there. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
He did, yeah.
Like, he controlled the game, he played the game, he knows how to play a game, like, you know, little things about when to take the sting out of it, to play a 5-yard pass, to maybe take a free kick, to maybe not try that killer pass all the time. He knows how to take the sting out of it, and I have to say he really stepped up last night. McCormack, yeah, he filled in at right back, he filled in centre half. He preferred in the middle, all right, and if Bennett came back, would be a massive blow, or massive boost for Cork, because of not only his physical ability and power and strength, but his knowledge. And he's played in European games, he's played away. He'd be to have him back beside Delaney, who's been great for him this year as well, would be a big boost for Cork.
Yeah, Delaney has definitely been a great signing for Cork so far this season, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, and again, obviously with the loss of I'm going to be losing McGuire and probably O'Connor as well, to secure him to the end of the season was massive for Cork.
It was, yeah, definitely, no doubt. We move on.